Yes. That's the dedication for today. Salam, shalom, peace, peace. Those are the Arabic and Hebrew words for peace. We heard your song from far away, from within, from the heart. Today we felt your pain and also your love, and across the distance a silence fell. From inside the silence we could hear everything. We know and we don't know, and in spite of that we say, peace, peace. Why is there always war? Why has love not arrived? Together we cry, together we sing, feel each other's loss and release our pain. Because life is bigger than our tears, and there is no future without peace and forgiveness. I'm dedicating this show to sanity, justice, compassion, wisdom, and peace. Damn it, sooner. I also want to send this out to heard about Jacques d'Amboise dying. He was in his 80s, and he was a real inspiration for a lot of us dancers and teachers and leaders of dance. So, Jacques d'Amboise, presente. And healing to Sue, Z, Rosie, Earl, Michelle, Eva, Jim, Adrian, Nell, the family in South Africa, and Mumia and all prisoners. And lots of love and gratitude to all who are working for peace and justice. Tzedek v'shalom. Special thank you to Kate. If you don't know what I'm talking about, keep your eyes open. She did a bang-up job, and I'm blushing. And hello to Squamish. We sent out a happy birthday to Sydney. This is another one. Hope it was happy. And to Sister Robin and Omaka, and to the beauties on my block, to Max and Olive and Hannah. And to you, gratitude for all the support for KMUN, your Coast Radio Station, Coast Community Radio Station. Let's get going with the arts, because there is so much happening. Yes, yes, yes. I want to welcome first Joe Pomeroy Crockett. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Carol. Right. How are you this lovely afternoon?
Oh, my God, it's beautiful. The sky is blue, and I don't even see any clouds. There's a slight breeze. It's gorgeous. And Jeanette, are you there too?
I am here.
Okay, wonderful. Well, Joe Pomeroy Crockett and Jeanette Davis are both working artists themselves. We used to say practicing, but I think they've practiced for long enough. They're working artists. Oh. And they are the owners of Astoria Art Loft at 106 3rd Street, right above Dots and Doodles. And they have a new show. I mentioned it last week. It went up last week. It's the Napa 4-H Club. I'm going to let them tell you about it. Emergent artists or emerging artists. And it's the high school and the middle school. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. And it is sponsored by 4-H. They're a 4-H group. And the members range in age from almost 7 to 15. Mm. And it's part of a national 4-H group. And we call these not beginning artists, but emergent artist.
Right. I like that. I like that. What is the, you know, 4-H covers a lot of stuff. So what is this specific 4-H group? What's their focus?
This 4-H group's focus is on art. And it's the only art 4-H in our county. And
okay.
So, you know, 4-H stands for head, heart, hands, and health.
Okay.
And it is to better the lives of children and their families and all members of the community, and to help each person develop whatever talents that person has, and to open up new endeavors for everybody, and to provide stability and support.
Beautiful. Now, I guess I didn't realize, I know I didn't realize that that was the focus was or is art. I thought it had to be on a specific topic.
No, it doesn't. 4-H covers agriculture, community service, health, raising families. It covers a wide variety of topics in rural and urban settings. And there are some 6 million members currently in 4-H, which started in 1907.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. They're older than us. Okay.
And it's led by mentors from within the community, parents, friends, relatives, men and women both, who do a superb job of mentoring these young people under their care.
And am I right that it is an after-school program or outside of school program?
Yes, it is. It could be in school, but generally it's not.
Not and during school time.
That's right. Yeah. And this one is not during school.
Right. Okay. So, Jeanette, did you have something to do with choosing this, or how did this show come about?
The show came about, we had a group last year, this group, it was kind of their first outing, and they were just getting started. And they wanted to work in art and so forth, and we invited them to stop in and spend a little time painting. And they were so excited, and they were deciding on a name. And they decided their particular chapter is called the Napa Art and Acrylic and Photography 4-H Club. So they do photography and acrylic painting and watercolor and drawing, and just have a fabulous time with it. But and so from this one little class that they decided that they wanted to or try painting or whatever they were doing on that Sunday afternoon, they just went forward, and it's been going on ever since. And according to their leader, young people are so excited about their painting and getting out and seeing all the beauty that's around them that they seem to be going strong.
Well, I do want to point out that Napa is a suburb of Brownsmead. So, of course, it's very beautiful out there. Of course, and of course, that was tongue-in-cheek since.
Yeah.
But
it is beautiful there.
Yeah.
By the way, Carol, the 4-H is sponsored by Oregon State University Extension Service.
Hmm.
And they're very supportive and very helpful to all of us.
Do you know who the leader is of this particular group and about how many students? You gave me the age range.
Okay. Barbara Godosh is the leader. And our contact at Oregon State University is Sandra Carlson. And currently there are about 10 emerging artists in this group.
And is Barbara a local, or is she from OSU?
No, Barbara is from Napa.
Okay. Wow. This is a wonderful. I'm so delighted. And you said this is the only 4-H art group in the county.
Yes, it is. It is.
Do you know when it started?
It started last year.
Just a year. Okay. So I have a feeling that they are going to set a terrific example. I mean, the kids are getting shows, professional shows in real galleries, and hopefully some of the other schools will decide that this, or some of the other communities will decide to follow, because three of us know.
And we always welcome school groups. We love to work with people in the community, and especially emergent artists.
So how does that work? Did somebody know you, or did you find out about them and you went to them? I'm just wondering, because you're in Astoria, and we're talking Napa. Where did the connection come from?
I think it came from, if I recall correctly, one of our resident artists is a friend of Barbara's, and they were talking, and she
beautiful
wanted to know if she could. Our resident artist wanted to know if she could invite them to come and spend an afternoon, a couple hours painting here at the loft, and we said, of course they could come.
Fantastic! Oh, I love this.
Yeah, working with young people and getting them started in something that they think they're going to like and find out they do, and they're very good at it.
So also, by them coming to Astoria Art Loft, because that is cubicles of lots of working artists, and so these young people are exposed to all different kinds of work. And I know from my own experience that the artists at the Art Loft are very forthcoming. So I think that's wonderful to bring young people into that setting. So tell me a little bit about some of the art. Did they all paint cows and dogs, or what do we got here?
We have a wonderful assortment from a little imaginary mushroom woman to, let's see, three trees, some characters that are currently popular among the young people, and we have roses and people like Baby Yoda in the city.
Okay.
And a portrait of Chris Pratt and some digital art and some perfectly beautiful photography, too.
Oh, great. Absolutely wonderful. You know, I was confused when you first told me about this because I believe it's Michaela Sousa who is out at Napa as part of the Astoria Visual Arts.
She is. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And they have an art program going. So I wonder if there'll be some, I was going to say bleed over, but that doesn't sound very good. But some of the kids.
Thank you.
Much better. Thanks, Drew. Some of the kids who are inspired in one or the other will begin to take part so that they get more time working in art. I personally want to extend my gratitude to Astoria Art Loft, in addition to AVA, for supporting our young people in the arts, because a lot of people talk about STEM and they forget about STEAM. And we three know how important the arts are in human life. Not to mention aesthetics, but just all the other benefits. So have you gotten to know any of the kids?
Yes, I have. I certainly have.
Well,
they are delightful. Very interesting.
Tell me about someone without a name.
All right. This young person is going to be 7, and he is quite an artist, and was talking to me about his painting. And we were looking at the use of shape and space, and he started to say he didn't like something, which is sort of a no-no with me.
Mm-hmm. Good.
We talk about what works. So I said instead what you would do differently.
Mm-hmm.
So he had quite an interesting explanation and talked about the monster's tail, which is as big as the monster in his painting. And I remarked that I thought he had made a very positive use of space, and he looked me right square in the eye with all the wisdom of his young age and said, thank you very much.
Oh, I love it. Wow.
Another young woman has a new baby sister, and she sketches portraits of this young baby that are just almost photographic realism.
Wow.
And she paints and sketches every single day.
Wow. This is wonderful. And again, giving them an outlet. We've talked about this in this community with theater a lot. But for children to not just be doing something in school or in the club, but then to take it out into the community and be recognized.
Yes, we really think that validation of each artist is crucial.
Mm-hmm.
We have another activity that brings in children from the community, mm-hmm. and that is our Saturday morning drop-in art from 10:30 to 12:30. Children from ages from 6 through 14 or 15 may drop in and do art of their choosing. There is lots of materials, and people seem to have a tremendous amount of fun on Saturday morning.
Do the parents come along? Or
they can. They are always welcome.
Mm-hmm.
We love to have the parents. And if they want to do some art, we have supplies for them, too.
Okay, nice. So how does this work now? Somebody just walks up to the art loft?
That's right, and says, I'm so-and-so, I'm here for Saturday morning drop-in.
Do you have a website people can find?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
It's AstoriaArtLoft.com.
Okay, and the building, again, it's 106 3rd Street. It's right above Dots and Doodles. The entrance is on 3rd Street, just south of the main door for the shop. That's terrific. Now, do you have some camps coming up or something, too?
Yes, we do, and Jeanette will tell you about those.
Okay.
Yes, we have two summer children's workshops or summer camps. And one is in June, the
21st through the 26th.
And it is this year's theme. It's not the same as last year. We have two different themes for this year. And the first one is going to be about Native American arts and their culture, their the foods they eat or had eaten or eat. About their painting, their sculptures, and so forth. And we have a very a local artist who has studied and is a sculptor. He makes his own tools and carver. And he's going to come in and talk to the children as a guest speaker and tell and bring some of his art.
Is he from one of the local indigenous communities here, or?
He is not an indigenous person, but he has spent, I guess, a lifetime studying their techniques and so forth.
Okay.
From Swenson, actually.
Okay.
And he is very, very knowledgeable.
Okay,
and so we're really excited
we'll
about that.
The radio
and the little time that, you know, we have is it's 6 days. 5 days, there'll be, art, and they're going to make a totem on a paddle board, I think that's what she said. And they'll, you know, they'll do stories and culture and family life and have some. We put up the artwork each day that they leave. It gets put on one of the panels around the classroom. And on Saturday, these little campers can invite their parents, their friends, grandparents, whoever they would like to invite to come and see what they did that week. And we had wonderful turnout last year when that happened.
Might be nice to reach out to the Chinook and Clatsop communities as well, see if they want to come in and visit. So the children get that aspect too. So
that would be wonderful. And then on in June, let's see, this is June, and then we're going to have another one in July, August. I don't have the folder in front of me.
That's okay.
It's August 16 through 21.
Okay. And what's
another
that?
Another 6-day,
mm-hmm.
5 days of classes, and the last day of show and tell for parents.
And the theme that day, that camp?
This camp is going to be on the American artist. So that will be totally different than the Native First Nations or Native American artists. So it would be the kind of the same thing. They'll do learning about the artists, the music, their paintings and their sculptures and biographies of the artists. And each day, the artist they present, and each day is a different artist, they will then draw or paint in the style of the artist of that day. And I think that they will be doing that also with a Native American artist.
Okay.
Whatever that artwork is for the day, they will draw that. And,
mm-hmm. And the age, you said, was 6 to 14 or 15.
In the summer work camps, it's ages 7 to 12.
7 to 12. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's a little down. Okay, so we're about out of time. Let's let folks know AstoriaArtLoft.com. Check that out. And it's a wonderful space. I've gone to workshops there and gallery openings there. And this sounds very exciting. I love that you're working with my neighbor's kids in Napa. And so thank you. Last words, I hear.
Thank you, Carol. Also, we have some scholarships available for our two summer workshops.
Oh, okay. Now, you can tell Joe is a pro at being on Arts Live and Local, because she doesn't mention prices, and she knows we don't, but there are scholarships. That's important to know. So basically, it's accessible to all people.
Yes, it is.
And
all people.
I love the Saturday morning. What's the time for the Saturday drop-in?
10:30 to 12:30.
Okay, so 10:30 to 12:30, folks. You can just pop on over there, see what they're doing, and see if you want to join in. Thank you so much for what you do for the community, and thank you for coming and joining me on Arts Live and Local. Joe
thank
Pomeroy
you,
Crockett.
You're always welcome to the Art Loft.
Thank
Don't
you.
Be a stranger.
Okay.
Thank you so
Jeanette
much.
Davis and Joe Pomeroy Crockett, the both artists and co-owners of the Astoria Art Loft. Okay. Take care.
Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom. Salam. And this is KMUN and 91.9 and 89.5. And I hope all of you are aware and probably have already voted. So we're going to remind you right now, and while we get ready to bring in our next guests. Special elections. They don't always get as much attention. They don't get any attention compared to some of the elections we have, but they are very important. And you can check the KMUN.org website for a couple of the local elections here. Go to the conversation, go to podcast the conversation. And by the way, Arts Live and Local is podcast every week as well. You just go to KMUN.org podcast. And if you want to get in touch because you have something to share with the audience, carol@kmun.org will hopefully get to me. If you don't hear back, try it again, because the computer doesn't always work. However, I know who does always work, and that is Catherine Lacaze. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, sitting here in the KMUN parking lot in the sunshine with a breeze. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah, it's a good day for us and for Astoria High School, and yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's introduce our next two guests. First, let me tell you, though, Catherine, the reason I say she's always working is because she is. She does so much in this community. You'll just remember the name, and you'll see it pop up all over the place. But we're talking to her because she works in theater with our youth, another opportunity for our youth. And by the way, I think I forgot to mention with the last guests that Napa and Astoria and I believe Warrenton artists are also showing at AVA this month. So speaking of Astoria High School, I have Kesley and Aria Larson here who are part of a show that my three guests are going to tell us about. Hi, Aria and Kesley, are you there?
Yep, we're here.
Good. So why don't you, Catherine, why don't you start us off by just telling us the name of this piece and how people are going to be able to indulge. Folks, this is available this weekend only right now. I have it up on my screen. I haven't watched it yet. I paid my very small fee, and I'm excited about watching. So tell us what it is that we're going to be able to see from Astoria High School Thespians.
Wonderful. Well, we are putting, for our spring production, we are doing the Brothers Grimm Spectaculathon. So it is a group of actors trying to attempt to do all 209 Brother Grimm stories in one production. And so you can view it online. It's on demand, which means that you can watch it anytime today or tomorrow. Just from the comfort of your own home, get a pizza or some popcorn. And, you can log in whenever on Broadway On Demand is the platform we use and watch the show.
Sounds like a good plan. Now, I hear a lot of noise in the background. I'm not sure whose mechanisms those are, but I wanted Kesley and Aria to explain to me, what are you doing? I think I saw a photograph of one of you in the newspaper. How could you possibly fit 209 stories into 2 hours? Kesley or Aria? Tell us who you are.
I'm Kesley.
Okay.
I play three different parts. I play a part called Mother, another part called Actor, and then I play Gretel from Hansel and Gretel. And here's Aria.
Hi, this is Aria. I play Rapunzel, and you probably saw my photo in the newspaper.
Okay. Yes, with all that golden hair. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's all
and
yours.
I also play Crab Person, too.
Crab Person?
Yes.
I didn't know the Brothers Grimm told stories about crabs.
They also tell stories about foxes, apparently. A lot of foxes.
A lot of foxes. So how many students are involved in this?
I think 18, I believe.
Oh. Okay, now, did you folks ever rehearse together, or is each of you doing, you two are sisters, so you live in one place, so you can do stuff together, but did you ever rehearse with the rest of the cast?
Yes, we did. We did multiple rehearsals together, and it was a lot of fun to do the rehearsals with everyone.
How did you do that with COVID going on?
We wore masks and stayed socially distanced, and for all the props that we did use, we cleaned them to make sure that everyone was safe, and we just tried to keep everything and everyone separated to ensure that we were all safe.
Excellent. Excellent. Was it fun?
Absolutely. It was kind of fun.
Now, tell me, I have no, because I can't see you, I have no idea how old you are, what grade you're in. I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions, and then you can just go ahead and answer. Have you been doing theater for a long time, or is this new to you? Go ahead and try those questions. Go ahead.
I'm 16 years old. I'm a sophomore, and I've been doing theater for, I think this is my fourth or fifth year.
Oh, wow. So you started in middle school? Or did you start, do you do any community theater or is it all in school?
I do in-school theater, but Aria here has done community theater once.
Okay. Aria, how old are you?
I'm 14. I've done theater for about 4-ish years as well.
Mm-hmm.
I also started in middle school. Last year, I did a community theater.
With whom?
With the Astor Street Opry Company.
Okay. Okay. I bet the two of you are going to be more involved once theater comes back on the stages as well. So I would like to hear first from Kesley and then from Aria. Why, since this isn't your first time, there must be something about doing theater that you like. Think of two things that you like and you want to tell us. Why do you do theater, and why do you recommend it to other people?
I do theater because I just really enjoy the people who do it too, and everyone who's new just has such a wonderful time, and it's great introducing all the newer kids that are coming in, and everyone, it's like a giant family. We all just love each other a lot, and it's a lot of fun.
Nice, nice. I'm not sure which one of you that was, but let's hear from the other one.
I like doing theater because I like acting a bunch of different parts and, like, having different personalities, like, go through me as I express those characters.
Nice. And who was that I'm speaking to right now?
Aria.
Okay. Okay. Well, those are all excellent reasons. Catherine, let me come back to you, because you also have acted, but I think mostly these days I've seen you directing with young people. What is it that inspires you about it or gets you going on this?
Sure. I mean, something that I advocate for, and I think that theater lends itself to, and especially the culture that we try to cultivate at Astoria High School, is that theater provides a very, like, safe space for you to kind of just hone your own identity, to figure out who you are, to explore different modes of self-expression. And you do it in a supportive environment where everyone is on the same team. There's absolutely no competition involved, you know, like, you make decisions and everyone supports you, or, you know, you're building something together. And I think that it has the potential to be a very wholesome, uplifting environment where you can figure out who you are around people who love you for that.
Fantastic. Oh, God. I'm putting my thumb up as if I were on the computer, giving a thumbs up to everything that you folks are saying about doing theater. The Brothers Grimm Spectaculathon. It sounds pretty spectacular. Now, am I right from what Kesley and Aria said? It sounds as though you're not in boxes. You're on a stage. You were filmed on a stage. Is that right? Or tell us.
Yes, that is right. We followed safety protocols, and we weren't able to have a live audience, but we did film all together. And I would like to give a shout-out to the Astor Street Opry Company, because if you all are aware, Astoria High School is under renovation, and that includes our auditorium. So they were very kind to lend us their space so that we could record all together for this show.
Nice. Who did the recording? Who did the tech on this?
Michael Desmond helped us with that. Over at the Astor Street Opry Company.
Okay. Yeah. Well, this is great. So this, again, is a community effort. And folks, all I did was I went to this tinyurl.com/D3AN27RJ. Is that right? Oh, my gosh. If you don't remember all that, how do they find out where to go? Can they just put it in? Yeah, go ahead.
They may be able to search for it. It's also being disseminated on social media or in some news articles. You can always reach out to me as well. through theaterahs@gmail.com, and I can provide a link.
Okay, and theater is spelled how?
T-H-E-A-T-R-E.
Okay.
And then A-H-S.
A-H-S, as in Astoria High School.
Yeah.
And what was it at?
Gmail.com.
Okay. I highly recommend it. This is going to be wonderful. I'm excited that you guys were able to put this all together. And it is only running this weekend, though. Is that right?
That is right. Just with the costs associated and whatnot, this was what we were able to accomplish. So we encourage everyone, take some time this weekend. You can do it any time that works for you, tomorrow morning or in the afternoon or in the evening.
Or in the middle of the night. That's the beauty
sure.
of it. If you're an insomniac, have your computer nearby and just flip it on and watch this. And if you get stuck in the middle, you can come back to it. Right? You can come as many times as you want during this 48-hour period. Wonderful. Well, Catherine Lacaze, the director, and Kestley and Aria Larson, the actors and players in this amazing production, I'm really looking forward to it. I read the term wild freeform comedy.
Yes.
Yeah. But it is scripted, right? Or did you get to do any improv?
Well, you know, there's always a little improv usually with live theater.
Oh, yeah,
but
that's true, of course.
It was scripted, though.
Okay. Well, congratulations. And you don't even have to break a leg because it's all on, it's all in a box now. It's all ready to go out to the audience. So thank you so much for keeping theater alive and well. And I hope, Kestley and Aria, that you continue in your theater lives, Catherine, too, along with all your other endeavors. Thanks.
Thank you, Carol.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Thank you.
So our youth of Clatsop County, and I would venture to say all of our listening audiences, is alive and well and making art, which is quite wonderful. You are listening to KMUN Astoria and 91.9, Tillamook 89.5, and Coast Radio or KMUN.org. I want to also say that the adults are making art. Let's have a listen to the Oyster Crackers.
Get things done, gotta make a plan, gonna be on the run. gift of a lifetime to be who you are. 'Tis the gift of a lifetime to be who you are.
Absolutely. That's what the arts are all about, too. Be who you are and be generously supported by organizations like KMUN. I wouldn't be here without it. And we, KMUN, wouldn't be here without you. I want to say thank you to Nevada, who's running the show on the inside while I'm on the outside. And I also want to say a big thank you to Susan and Janet for their very generous surprise. Thank you. That was just delightful. Well, the group you just heard is called the Oyster Crackers. And the Oyster Crackers are three women from the peninsula, the Washington, the Long Beach Peninsula, who I'm going to let Betty Lou tell you how they got together and what they do. And I'm really enjoying their brand new album, Homegrown Pearls. And we don't need an excuse, but the reason for them being here is that they are going to be playing live this weekend at the peninsulaartscenter.org. Hi, Betty Lou.
Hi, Carol. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. And I listened to the album again today, and it was hard to pick out which tune I wanted to play. A lot of them spoke to me. Are you the primary songwriter on this album?
I am. I wrote 11 of the 14 songs, and Rita's written three.
Okay. I did not have the names there, so I just went by song, and I was very moved by a couple of them as well. The 3-pound coffee cans, the Vietnam cookie send, and also Frère Jacques. He walked across France, which it sounds like it was dedicated perhaps to your father.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so now although I already believe and agree, where did this song that we just heard come from?
Oh, well, it came from a Joseph Campbell quote.
Oh.
It is the privilege of a lifetime to be just who you are.
Oh, interesting. Well, you of all people certainly have borne that out. I can't even remember which of your life's I've met you at, whether it was the one on the ocean as the naturalist or the visual artist as part of all of the studio tours on the peninsula, or as a singer-songwriter. I think are you still doing all of them, or have you decided to stay home a little more? Or?
Of course, last year
that's true.
Got canceled, and this year I didn't sign up for any trips. It's a tough decision, but they're so physically demanding. I just really don't think I can do them justice anymore.
Can you give us in a quickie? Tell folks what you have been doing and what's so demanding about it.
I was a merchant marine for 20 years on big ships all over the oceans. And then for the last 25 years, I worked for a company called Lindblad Expeditions, and I started with them as a chief mate. And then I was an expedition leader and now a naturalist. And so they are eco-tour small ship trips. And so we take people on hikes, and we take them kayaking, and we spend a lot of time with whales and looking for whales and looking at birds and talking about all things natural history.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Yeah. I've thought about it, but I have a terrible propensity for seasickness, so I decided to be an armchair person there. And when did oyster crackers come together?
The oyster crackers have been together around 3 years. We started three of us started because of one song, a song called Heather's Song that Misty River used to do.
Oh, yes.
By Rory Block.
Yes.
Yes, we just loved it. And so I asked a couple of women to learn it with me, and we did. And then we kept learning songs, and then we kept learning more songs.
Well, did you start by doing just covers?
Yes, we started by doing just covers. I started songwriting 2013 was when I started going to songwriting camps and being a little more serious about it. But this year, it was songwriting through this COVID year to save my life because it was this wonderful Zoom class every week.
And oh, nice.
It's been great.
Nice. I was thinking Be Who You Are, too. And I thought that was a good pandemic song also. I didn't realize where the source of the quote. But the idea that we have so much time with ourselves these days. So if you don't like yourself, you're in big trouble. So, yeah. So tell us about this new album. And are there still tickets available for this weekend?
Well, I texted Bill Svensson, and wonderfully and unfortunately, both there, it's sold out.
So I'm not surprised.
This outdoor venue, they have a tent set up next to the art center with heaters in it, and they've made a little stage back there. And Bill's got this new wireless sound system, so it seats about 30.
Mm-hmm.
And people should probably go to the website because they're starting to book acts like every 2 weeks.
Right. I agree. PeninsulaArtsCenter.org. And that's
right.
Arts with an S, Peninsula Arts Center with .org. So Homegrown Pearls, when did you get this together? Is this really brand new?
It's really brand new. This is the CD release concert.
Okay.
They just went for sale this week at Bold Gallery and Adelaide's in Ocean Park.
Mm-hmm.
And they can be purchased online as well at a website called ColumbiaRiverArts.com.
Oh, wow. That
yeah,
sounds...
that's a new thing, too, that I'm involved in.
Okay, that sounds nice and local. That's good
it's
to hear.
It's very local.
Yeah. So the three of you are Betty Lou Krause, my guest, Rita Smith, who is another songwriter, and the third of the three women is Crystal Mock. And I understand you also have a guest on this album?
Well, we have several guests on this album, but during the album, Phyllis Taylor came and did some cello work with us, which we thought was kind of a one-time thing, but she's so wonderful that we asked her to join us. So we're now actually a quartet.
Oh, my goodness.
We're finished, and Phyllis is playing with us.
Fantastic. Congratulations.
Yeah.
So will she be performing this weekend, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how wonderful. Yeah, I know I've sung with Phyllis and been around the cello, too. She's another one who has... five different lives, so which is very healthy. So wonderful. Well, congratulations. And what do you think got you going on the songwriting? You said you started going to workshops in 2013. Had you been writing poetry, or you've been playing guitar and singing, I presume, for a long time, but what made you say, I've got stuff I want to say?
Yeah, it was a surprise because I was really pursuing visual arts at the time, but it was a little flyer at a concert I went to at the Central Arts Center, and Chris Kokesh was Misty River was
right.
co-leading it,
right.
And I just signed up and went and camped out at Zigzag up the mountain and
nice.
For, I don't know, it was like 4 days, and it was a fantastic experience. And now it's held on the peninsula every year. Well, not this year, but.
Yeah. So how does someone get in touch with that?
That's Hidden River Songwriting. And it's Matt Megan out of Portland.
Oh, great. Yeah. Okay. Boy, we have this. Oh, we are so, so rich in the arts in this area, including regional, meaning Portland, not even going anywhere further south. We can just class up in Pacific County and the whole Pacific Northwest, mini Lower Columbia, I guess, quite rich. Well, I'm delighted, and I am very pleased to have the album, and I hope folks, even though if they can't get it to this concert, they are able to join you another time, because Oyster Crackers does perform. They get out there. And do you guys have a website?
No, we don't have a website.
Right.
Yet.
let somebody else do that. Well, thank you so much, Betty Lou Krause. And I'm delighted that you just keep going and obviously keep writing the songs. Do you have anything going now? Are you ready to put together?
Oh, I've got about 6 new ones that we haven't, the Oyster Crackers, I haven't even heard them yet.
Okay.
Could I make a quick shout out to Bill and Sue Svensson?
Absolutely.
At the Art Center?
Absolutely.
Because they're the ones who use their grant monies to provide recording for local artists and over here. And so there's new albums coming out. I don't know if these songs would have ever gotten recorded without their
okay, so folks,
making
that's,
it available.
That's, again, that's peninsulaartscenter.org. Or
yeah,
you can email events@peninsulaartscenter.org. And a shout out to Bill and Sue Svensson and to all of the local people who are supporting the arts. And thank you, Betty Lou Krause.
Thank okay. you. It's so nice to talk to you, girl.
You too. And folks, I'll let you know that you can't go there tomorrow, but you can go to the Sou'Wester is having live music, and that's in Seaview with Johnny Franco at 8 p.m. Tonight, I believe it's sold out, but you can check. Kala has the performance space, first-person author talks with Heather Hershey. You probably want to keep checking that out because it's going to be every month. And they also are restricted because it's inside. So you need to get in on these things early. And Astoria High School, we heard from, and also highly recommend that you check out the Clatsop County Historical Society Away From Home. The exhibit is only up until May 25th. Do take advantage of this. We are the only community in Oregon to have this excellent touring. It is about the treatment, the boarding schools for American Indians. And we need to know the history. Absolutely. Tomorrow, Jambono has a book release in Long Beach. Cannon Beach Library at 2 o'clock is featuring journalist Lori Tobias. That's cannonbeachlibrary.org. And her new book, Stormbeat. The Huffman has a webinar at 4 p.m. with John Callahan explores race in America through author Ralph Ellison's works. Sunday, Lewis and Clark, National Historic Park, 1 p.m., this is virtual, Robert Heacock, Early Explorers, that's youtube.com at Lewis and Clark. And Monday, the North County Recreation District has cash and carry art Monday through Friday, 9 to 3. And that's a fun thing in the Halem. Also, the ROP, Rural Organizing Project Caucus, is tomorrow, Saturday. You can go to ROP.org, and I'll be there. And also, the galleries I had a wonderful time. It was my first art walk in a year and a half, and I had a wonderful time. And it is possible to do these things, but remember, wearing a mask is an act of love, no matter how many vaccines you've had. We need to take care of ourselves and our community. So I wish you all well. Thank you for being here. KMUN.org, this is Carol. And thanks to everybody who celebrates the arts and celebrates our community radio station. KMUN, Astoria, KTCB, Tillamook, coastradio.org. Thanks, folks.